This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Chicago, two young white men on trial for beating a black teenager into a coma have negotiated a plea bargain and received a light sentence. Victor Jasis and Michael Kwidzinski had been charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery, and committing a hate crime following the racially motivated beating of 13-year-old Leonard Clark. From member station WBEZ, Jackie Northam has this report.
From the start, the case against 19-year-old Victor Jasis and 21-year-old Michael Kwidzinski was riddled with problems for the prosecuting attorneys. First, there were few eyewitnesses to the March 1997 attack on Leonard Clark. One eyewitness was murdered, one disappeared, and another told attorneys he couldn't remember what happened. Kwidzinski and Jasis pled guilty only to battery and will receive between 2 and 3 years probation each and 300 hours of community service. The sentence was a far cry from that of Frank Caruso Jr., the third man involved in the attack. Last week, Caruso received an 8-year jail sentence in the case. Joe Lopez is the attorney for Victor Jasis. He says his client was extremely worried about receiving a harsh sentence.
He was very happy that he wasn't going to have to go to prison. He was very happy to put it behind him. He did not admit ever touching Leonard or Clavon. That wasn't what the guilty plea was about. It was that he was merely present, and he was there, and he did nothing to stop it.
While the two defendants may be satisfied with the results, others express disbelief. Laura Washington publishes The Chicago Reporter, an investigative monthly that follows race issues. She says today's outcome is being met with a mixture of anger and resignation.
Anger because these young men will be perceived to be getting off with a light slap on the wrist, and they will be getting a punishment that does not fit the crime. It was a pretty severe crime, and this young man, Leonard Clark, will never probably recover from it. And also there will be resignation that often in the criminal justice system, African-Americans do not get justice.
While Washington says she doesn't expect there will be widespread protests in the wake of today's agreement, it has done little to help the cause of race relations in the city of Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Northam in Chicago.
This month,